have a fantasy football question? Call the Fan Line at 336-1230. And now, back to Fantasy Football Thursday with Chris Tubbs and David Brown.
Hey, we got about 10 minutes left to go in the program. David, we got some off-season moves. Let's take a look at them. I got four of them here that I'm looking at. First of all, Toby Gerhart moving from Minnesota to Jacksonville. Fantasy impact is what?
Is great. I think we both like this. It's been mentioned a lot, but when running backs nowadays are breaking down more than ever, Jacksonville just signed a guy who has no tread on his tires. 270-plus career carries playing behind Adrian Peterson. He's going to be the guy in Jacksonville. They don't have a quality backup established. He'll get those 15 to 20 carries per game. He'll have over 300 carries this season. He'll eclipse his career total just this year. You're getting a relatively fresh back behind a revamped offensive line in Jacksonville. I like Toby Gerhart for fantasy.
Absolutely. I love Toby Gerhart as well. I think this is an opportunity for Toby Gerhart to earn that money, and Minnesota didn't give him the opportunity. He's going to get it in Jacksonville. How about Chris Johnson going to the New York Jets?
Don't like it. I think him and Michael Vick are both signings that would have been nice in 2007, but not in 2014. Chris Johnson is long gone from the days of CJ2K. He thinks he's more valuable than he actually is. The Jets' offensive line has never been good. They've never had a consistent running back, unless you go back to the days of Curtis Martin. They still have Chris Ivory on the roster. Bilal Powell. Neither of those guys, they'll be a flash in a pan, 100-yard game every now and then. But behind that offensive line, I wouldn't trust anyone, let alone Chris Johnson, who has too much tread on the tires, as opposed to Toby, who has zero tread.
How about Knowshon Moreno?
Well, I think you and I both established that Knowshon Moreno, if you're going to be the guy in Miami, show up. Be ready to assume control.
Knowshon has been a no-show for the Dolphins.
Yes, a very clever pun.
Like that?
Exactly. I do like that.
I wrote that down, too.
Oh, fantastic. You were waiting to bust that one out.
I've been waiting 22 minutes, and I finally got a chance to bust out my Knowshon's a no-show.
Exactly. And Miami's offensive line hasn't exactly been the best either. I think you need to look at offensive lines when you're drafting running backs. Now, no offensive line is perfect, but look at the moves. Jacksonville signed Zane Beatles. They understood that they needed to shore up their running game. And because they also had a rookie quarterback, they needed to shore up the line as well. The Jets and the Dolphins' offensive lines didn't really make good pushes. We all know about the drama with Miami's offensive line. They're going to have five new starters this season. I wouldn't trust Knowshon Moreno, even if he was one of the best running backs in the game, which he isn't.
And one guy that went from New England to Pittsburgh, LeGarrette Blount.
I don't know how to feel about him. I feel he's going to get some touchdowns because he's going to be sort of that goal line guy. I don't know if he'll necessarily supplant Le'Veon Bell, who I think will do better. He got a lot better during his rookie season last year as the year went along. So I think Le'Veon Bell will be good. The problem is Pittsburgh's always had offensive line problems. And with Big Ben always being chased around back there, it's nice to have sort of a big established back like LeGarrette Blount. I just don't know what his role in this offense is going to be.
Yeah, and I think you're looking at a goal line back for him. I really do. And consider that he's only 27 years old. When he broke out with Tampa, I mean, that seems so long ago, doesn't it?
Wasn't that 2 years ago?
I mean, yes, exactly. But I mean, it seems like it was so long ago that we're talking about LeGarrette Blount.
And that huge run at Lambeau where he broke a bunch of tackles.
Mm-hmm. I think he's a red zone guy. He's going to be a vulture, is what we're looking at with LeGarrette Blount. And if Le'Veon Bell goes down, LeGarrette Blount is a guy that is going to pick up the slack for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And even though they're, I think, you know, we'll get into to wide receivers next week, they're still a passing. They've changed their identity from the Jerome Bettis, you know, pound it to more of a finesse team. But you still need that back. And if Le'Veon Bell misses any time, LeGarrette Blount, he's the handcuff for Le'Veon Bell. But as a standalone back, other than a touchdown guy, you're looking at a bye week flex option. He's David Brown. I'm Chris Tubbs. We're wrapping up the show after this.